This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This past year was a bump. You know, there was good, bad, and indifferent. And so being able to look at that and understand that, you know, I still threw six picks in the National Football League. And you know, I had 3,500 total or something like that or whatever it was. And, you know, 20 touchdowns. And that's, you know, that's not where I want to be. That's not where I'm going to be. But it's a step in the right direction.
It is a step in the right direction. This is Rahimi and Harris and 670 The Score as we continue to discuss Caleb Williams talking to the media yesterday at Bears OTAs at Hollis Hall. And I appreciate the fact that it wasn't just us talking about Marshall, how this was indeed a distraction. I feel like him doing that also lets you know that the focus is in a different place for him. And it's one thing to acknowledge, it's another thing to move past it. And then the better question then becomes, when the concerns were brought up about watching film, when the concerns were brought up about if you thought you could be your best self, you know, really flourish, what happens next when it comes to how they address it? So I think let's start with hearing what he had to say about how to watch film, because that was the one that really, I think, not only meant something to you, but also former athletes, former NFL players talking about the importance of how to study film, how to go about it, and who's supposed to help you. So let's hear what Caleb Williams had to say yesterday.
That was a funny one that came out. It wasn't that I didn't know how to watch film. It was more or less the sense of learning shortcuts in the sense of, or not learning shortcuts, but learning ways to watch film and be more efficient, learning ways to, you know, pick up things better. And so that was a funny one that came out, that, you know, in context and how I was trying to, you know, portray it, didn't get portrayed that way. So, it wasn't that I didn't know how to watch film. It was trying to figure out the best ways and more efficient ways so I can watch more film. I can gather more information so that when I do go out there on game day, that it's, you know, I'm that information that I gathered through Monday, when we got back, you know, all the way up to, you know, whatever day the game day is. So when I get out there, I can gather it, you know, I see it, I can react. And it's not me sitting there thinking so much about, you know, the rules and these different things. It's more of a reaction game at that point in muscle memory.
So to hear him say that was great because it gave clarity. And that's the whole Caleb. I hope Caleb Williams never talks about this. I hope he doesn't even address it. I was like, nah, you don't want information out there that is a narrative that you don't agree with. Like, you're like, that's not really what that means. Context is everything. And so to hear Caleb Williams explain that really he was trying to just work smarter, not harder, in that he's got a lot on his plate as a rookie quarterback, and he wants to make sure that he's watching this film in the best, most comprehensive, and as he said, efficient way possible. That's perfectly understandable. And the way he laughed off the question, again, I give him an A for this press conference, the way he handled everything. People will get on him maybe about the opening statement because it wasn't as buttoned up, as tight as some people would have liked. But man, he's barely out of college. All the grace in the world to this man who was an NFL rookie quarterback in not great conditions. And now he's trying to better himself. And not that he wasn't last year. He just probably felt like he didn't have the tools to do so. And I think all of us would agree he didn't have the tools to do so. So I'm glad that Caleb Williams addressed that specifically. And I feel so much better about where he was. Now, I already felt better because Matt Eberflus, Shane Waldron no longer worked here. And Ben Johnson is now in charge. Already felt better because of that. But hearing him say that on the back end, okay, now this makes sense. I'm sorry, but I don't have my blinders on. I want to see what's what in every which way.
Yeah, it all just deserved clarification.
That's it.
And it's going to be clarified, I'm sure, furthermore in the book. That's what a book is for. But when it comes to what that says I had a lot of questions. Is that a dad trying to protect his son who maybe didn't do as well as he thought in his rookie season? Is that an agent trying to explain why more could have been done? Is that something you say because you feel for your child because they felt lost? All of those things deserve some sort of statement from the man himself. Regardless, a question I have now for Ben Johnson, and I would have had this initially anyway, is based on all the stuff he said as a head coach when he talks about seeing it through my eyes, and an offensive coordinator too, frankly, is what does that look like when it comes to film study? How are you guys watching film together? One of the few things that Hard Knocks did last season was actually let us in on a film session between Matt Eberflus and Caleb Williams.
I don't want to remember
and
that.
After Carl Williams' statement, how are we looking at that now?
Not in a favorable way, I can tell you
because
that.
Because if that's the case, if we're seeing that film session and we're seeing an edited version, but more than we'd seen before, then that is something where you're asking yourself, what about that piece was not translating into more successful first drives, more successful perhaps offensive sets? We know the Shane Waldron piece of this. That goes without saying. But what can you do as an individual and as a quarterback to improve on that? And that would be something that I would ask for Ben Johnson, not just after that, but immediately when you consider trying to strip it down to the studs and what that means as far as process is concerned.
I think for me, we're going to get more answers. Remember, they're just now, they're still on the install phase of this whole thing. They're taking a playbook and giving it to their players for the first time. That's what these OTAs are. That's what minicamp will be next week. And so there's a level of patience that comes with that. And I understand it's hard to be patient in 2025 about anything because people are so used to getting information instantaneously in a way that we've never done before in the history of humans. Like that, this is all new to us. The exponential knowledge increase and the way that time is shortened between point A to point B to point C, and people want to go from A to Z in milliseconds as opposed to taking a lot of time. For Caleb Williams, I'm just wanting to see that the process is going smoothly. Him learning the offense, him making needed mechanical changes, tactical changes, whatever needs to happen, just get it together by, I would like to say start of the season, but realistically, I'm thinking halfway through the season.
So let's go back to when Caleb Williams referred to it in his opening statement as the other place. And it was said by his dad, Carl, his agent, that he also wanted to be partnered with Kevin O'Connell, the head coach of the Vikings.
They hit it off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
That all got us talking in our pre-show meeting about the moments after the Vikings game where you saw Kevin O'Connell and Caleb Williams look like what appeared to be a not like heated conversation, but a serious one after the game. So let's go back and hear what Kevin O'Connell had to say about it at the time.
Well, you're about to having to deal with him twice a year.
Yeah, you know, I told him after the game, you know, because we had spent some time together pre-draft. And really, I've known Caleb for a long time. And I think the world of him, he's just continues to get better and better. And I, you know, you can see it when he starts creating off schedule and that change of direction and athleticism. And we had him dead to rights a couple times, and he gets out and makes huge plays. It's going to be a challenge. We're going to have to play as consistently as possible and disciplined as possible against him as he continues to grow. And, you know, I look forward to the challenge of competing against him because he's going to be a really good player.
Yeah.
It's a two-way bromance.
and that's okay. You know, it stinks that it's in the division, but something tells me, you know, the Detroit offensive coordinator wanted to also stay in the division and head coach this team for that reason, maybe.
Wait. That makes sense. But I think even further going, you asked a beautiful question to Mike Florio because we had heard this rumor that, hey, maybe the Bears won't just hire someone. Maybe they'll trade for a coach. It's been done before, but we wondered if it would be done again. And what was your question, Layla, to Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk?
I know that you probably heard about the Seth Wickersham story, Mike, that came out about Carl Williams and all the things he said before leading up to the point where the Bears drafted Caleb Williams. In there were valid pieces of information from Seth via Carl about Caleb wanting to play for Kevin O'Connell. That reminded me of the comments where you talked about the possibility of the Bears trading for a coach. And that at the time, an unnamed coach said to you, why not me? Why did I immediately think that this is Kevin O'Connell thanks to this piece of information coming out?
Look at Mike.
I have no comment.
Look, and Kevin O'Connell is the end of a contract, right?
Again, over the years, that it is frowned upon in media circles to engage in speculation as to who someone's source might be.
I'm sorry, I was not aware
of
that.
It's okay. I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. I have been chastised, I'm tongue in cheek. I've been chastised fist in mouth by reporters for guessing who their sources are to try to help the audience better understand what's going on. And I think I've managed to filibuster my way past that question.
Mm. Well, there it is.
You make the call. This is like the old commercials from the 1980s. Where they show you a play and they freeze it and they tell you to make the calls if you were the official, safe or out, was that pass interference or not?
Right.
Whose ball is it, incomplete or complete?
Right.
So is it your belief, Layla Rahimi, that Kevin O'Connell, head coach of the Minnesota Vikings, who was without an extension at that time, was interested in being traded to the Bears and coaching Caleb Williams?
I can't go that far, but we don't know the context. We don't know if he was smirking. We don't know if he was half joking. But regardless,
why not?
That's
me?
A little more information than what we had before.
I'm going to go with why not me from now on. Anytime you ask a question, right? I don't know. Just why not me?
That you don't know.
Why?
Yeah, I need this in a sentence. I need more words.
I'll give you the why not me when it's appropriate and you'll understand the context of it when I give the why not me. Like in future conversations,
and you'd
be like, I'm leaning into my maybe Kevin O'Connell, maybe somebody else who was, why can't I be? You know, it's like the Isaiah Thomas in the documentary, The Last Dance, where he says, I had the qualifications, I believe is what he said, but he didn't make the Olympic team that year. You know, why not me?
Well, that's fair. Yeah, I'm all for people arguing for themselves. But perhaps in this case, Florio and Kevin O'Connell also knew something that the audience didn't, a.k.a. dramatic irony. Except in this case, it's not a plot device. It was just the truth. So that's a part of it, too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.